Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, or whatever time that you are going to be listening to this episode. Welcome to Reiku's Weekend Detox. If you're listening to this on a Sunday, welcome, happy Sunday. If you're listening through Monday through Friday, or even Saturday, happy day. I wonder if you guys are wondering why I'm speaking like this. It's spooky month, so let's change up the tone a little bit. Let's talk. It's going to make it almost a quiet storm type vibe. Because we're here about the good vibes. Chill. Because it's spooky season. And anybody who knows me knows this is my holiday. It's my time of the year. I love it. Fall. Pumpkins. The smell of candy. The half-off candy and stuff the day after Halloween. And you guys know from your favorite neighborhood witch, we're all about the good vibes. So last episode, as you guys are aware, we did talk about all the history when it comes down to the spooky season, about the benefits for it and everything. Today, we're going to actually talk about the history a little bit more in depth. It is one of the most widespread celebrated holidays, and there's a lot of people out there who this year is their first year celebrating with their children. A lot of people don't understand how good Halloween may be and how beneficial it may be for people who have disabilities, for those who actually, you know, are starting the development skills. Halloween gives a chance for people to perform and use their creativity, for you to pretend to be somebody else for the night. As we definitely expressed that last time, let's express it again. You get to be someone else. Now, us cosplayers, or those who are in the cosplay community, those who like to dress up and do makeup, you don't really have to celebrate Halloween, but it's still fun. It's principle. It's great. Now, let's talk about some things that I found out that is beneficial, and why I agree that it may be beneficial for children to celebrate Halloween. Halloween, or All Hallows Eve, is basically a good, widely spread time of the year where people get to dress up, carve pumpkins, go to parties, have fun. Halloween usually starts with a three-day observation dedicated to remembering those who died, including martyrs, saints, and faithfully departed, as we have definitely expressed. The day after Halloween is always that day for reservation for us to observe and remember those. Now, let's talk about the benefits of it. Not just for children, but for adults, for people who have disabilities, for those who are in, you know, nursing homes, for those with depression, with those with anxiety. It gives you a moment to get out of your own skin, be somebody else. You get to wear costumes, go out of house to house, get candy. It's a moment of time where people can be genuinely kind and give to other people without wanting anything of themselves. Yes, over the years, people have gotten competitive and who has the best costume, who has the best decorated house. But think about it. It's a moment of time that we set away our differences and we actually do something good for children. We do something good for the community. Don't get me wrong, some people abuse these things, but think about it. How often do you just randomly give somebody food? Candy may not be the most idealistic thing, but it's the first time some of us go out of our way to do something. It's the one time that we're giving to other people without asking. And these children, they get to perform. Now, anybody who knows me knows that I love my God kids to death, and I love any child to death. Children are little inventors. They're constantly, you know, exploring the possibilities. And if you ever see my live streams, you guys know that I have every horror movie under the sun. Now, when it comes down to this, when it comes down for getting candy and getting like those best candy bars, yeah, the kids don't see it as anything more as dressing up and getting to go get free candy. But think about it. If the person who's passing out the candy sees a little boy or girl dressed up as their favorite superhero or their favorite imaginary character, if that person is creative enough, they could say, Hey, what is a Batman line? Tell me in your best Batman voice. Every time a child comes up to my house and they're dressed up as a character, I try to get them to say a line. If they're Spider-Man, or if they're Sonic the Hedgehog, or if they're Scooby-Doo, especially the cute little ones, or if they're lions or tigers, I try to get them to act out their characters. Because honestly, acting, performing, pretending, it's a way of sparking their creativity. It helps build natural leaders. It helps them develop. It helps their language skills. It helps their social anxieties, so they're able to communicate with strangers a little bit and be able to speak out. You're helping them learn how to do, you know, public speaking. Especially if you tell your children to pretend to be a dinosaur and they can pretend to be a monster or a T-Rex and they can act it out, especially when they're going to dress up as these characters. It gives them an opportunity to get out of their skin, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now, like I said, if you think about that when they're performing, not only is it helping them with their language skills, it's helping with the social and emotional skill development, as well as your thinking and imagination skills, because it can help them imagine being that character. How would that character perform this? How would that character sound? If I'm a lion, how loud is my roar? Am I scary? Am I intimidating? Am I a cowardly lion? If I'm a witch, do I have a crackle? Do I have a laugh? Am I harboring Hansel and Gretel in my kitchen, fattening up Hansel? They may not know that story. A lot of people don't really actually tell their children the story of Hansel and Gretel anymore. It is a very playful month. It's a very playful time of the year. But think about it, when it comes down to the kids, it helps with their social events and everything. And even for teenagers, it helps them socialize and build their community and go out and be able to have fun and make friends and be something other than that. Don't get me wrong, when you're looking at the social status, you're mainly looking at, you know, sluttier versions of whatever the case may be. Like, oh, I'm a witch. And I mean, even then, as an adult, we're still developing. We're still, you know, coping with something. We're still dealing with something. And this is the one time that we could be somebody we're not. Unless you live it all year round like me. The only reason why I stopped dressing up as a witch is because I started practicing the craft. So why would I dress up as something I already am? A lot of times this is an opportunity for people who don't get into cosplay to actually get the dress up and put in that work. For makeup artists, this is the opportunity for them to actually showcase their work in person. For those people who spend time and decorate their house, it gives them an opportunity to really go deep in the decorations for their house. You know, get that whole pyrotechnics and the smoke and the clouds and the pulsating doors with blood oozing down it. Or those people who decorate their cars. You see the most creative people during Halloween come out. People you never even knew had creativity. This is their outlet. Or you could be like me. Pass out candy to the kids. Feel that generosity. And know for a fact that I'm doing something good. These kids haven't had nothing else the rest of this year. They had to sit here and go through school. They're halfway through the year. And this is their moment to shine, to be on the spotlight, possibly consider getting them to be performers. Being a thespian and also being a choir child, I can let you know, I love when I see a child put their whole heart into it. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. For those who are cosplayers, I know that you guys be working on your costumes for cons. And right now, with everything going on with 2020, with no cons going on, some of you guys have resorted to TikTok and showcasing your stuff on, you know, IG Reel. But this is an opportunity for Halloween for you guys to get into full cosplay. Within reason, still pass out candy to kids. Be creative. You guys are amazing. Halloween, just because 2020 has put a halt on a lot of stuff and people not going on parties, we could still be creative about it. Now, back in other years for Halloween, as adults, we would go to parties. And I mean, some of us would hit up 3-4 parties a year. Go ahead and get drunk, get candy, get food, have fun, embrace their friends. Talking about, man, I tried to hook up with the really handsome devil, and there'd be a person dressed up as a devil. It's a moment for people to have hookups, meet the love of their lives, and just have fun. Then also, for those who are into it, who's never really get to dress up, get an opportunity to dress up as pirates if they want to. Or dress up as Raven, as their favorite characters. And nobody can judge them without any kind of judgment passing on them. Halloween is a beautiful time of the year. And yes, there's a lot of people out there who do take something that's good and perverse it, and, you know, for their own nature. But as long as it's pure, it's innocent, it's beautiful, we can take those times. What is your holiday tradition? How do you celebrate Halloween? I can tell you what I do. Like I said, I get dressed up, whatever costume it is. It may be something last minute, throw together some outfits, put on some makeup. Be amazing. Pass out candy to the kids. Get them engaged. Play a loud Halloween themed music, getting them hyped, excited, ready to go. And then when everything's said and done and all the candy is gone, I sit here curled up in my bed and with my Nightmare on Elm Street throw blanket, and I listen to either soundtracks or I pick a horror movie. Sometimes I'm already watching movies. I'm watching horror movies leading up. Cheesy, you know, real bad movies. Sitting here questioning, like, don't go in that room. He's in there. Laughing about how stupid these, you know, character tropes are and how they have not changed over the years. And, you know, watching the final girl or the scream queen still make it through and get away from the slasher that was in the other room chasing her and her friends down the entire movie. That is Halloween for me. Don't get me wrong. Being a witch, I do change my altar out and get it ready for the year. But tradition-wise, as a regular person, when I'm not in my witchy mode, definitely, that's my tradition. Watch cheesy horror movies, pass out candy, dress up a little bit. And mind you, I am doing this backwards. Dress up a little bit, get everybody all excited. I don't really go out to parties. I don't do anything. I've maybe went out to maybe one or two Halloween parties since I've been an adult. But it's about what makes you comfortable. Now, don't get me wrong. Just as those people out there trying to have fun is out in the world, there is some people who are out there preying on other people as well. So you gotta be very careful this year. Every year, honestly. Especially women. If you're gonna go out, if you're gonna go have fun, be safe. Stay in groups. Don't let your children stray away for too far. There is a lot of safety measures you can do. Phone tracking. Don't let your children go trick-or-treating by themselves. Doesn't matter how safe a neighborhood is. Doesn't matter how safe you may think it may be. So, I have to say, one of those things I always tell people is, with everything going on this year, find something safe to do. You could still have your children have a great time trick-or-treating. Make sure you regulate, stay 6 feet apart, keep hand sanitizer on you if you're going to take your children out. And even if it means that you have to do like a drive-by trick-or-treating in the neighborhood, it's still a week out. We have plenty of time to make something up so these kids can still embrace their creativity and enjoy their time and have a good time this year. Now for you adults out there, you guys can do adult Zoom parties. You can do very small social gatherings if you feel comfortable with these people. But then you want to make sure that you're safe and still having fun. I can honestly tell you, Halloween is a beautiful time of the year. It's that right at fall perfect. When you think of fall, instantly, most people think of pumpkins and pumpkin spice flavored everything. And changing of leaves if you're in a state that has changing of leaves. Now, if you're in, like, Florida, we don't know what changing of leaves is. We don't know what they exist. South Georgia as well. We don't know what changing of leaves are. We don't know what fall is. But I can tell you, those states that get to have fall, they get to enjoy that. That nice sweater weather. Yes, I said that a few times. And for us ladies, it's also sweatpants season, so we get to see guys in sweatpants. And I'm guilty of it. I'm not going to say I don't look. I'm a woman. I look. I'm curious. It's just naturally me. It is one of those things that we do kind of have to look at and keep in consideration. And we kind of have to make sure that we are aware that, hey, it's that time of year. We're getting so close. The year's almost over. It seems like it's been dragging. But Halloween for me is that time where I realize that the year's almost over. That now we're about to get into weeing. Cuddle weather season, cuffing season. Halloween is that trademark for us, because that's when most people trying to get their families together. But then it's also the sign of depression season coming. You know, that seasonal depression that hits everybody right before Thanksgiving, right into Christmas. And that's why I'm saying this. Halloween doesn't have to be negative. The rest of the year doesn't have to be negative. Everything that's gone on in this world doesn't have to be negative. Yes, the seasonal depression is starting to fill us and come in, and we're enjoying this moment, and a lot of us are looking forward to that day after Halloween to get that half-off candy. Start making time to mentally get yourself ready for that seasonal depression. We all go through it, where we overstart working ourselves and getting ready to try to get all the money we can to stack up to get Christmas gifts for our children and our families, and get ready to go to these big family events where we're getting pressure to, why haven't we got married? How come you don't have kids? And what happened to XYZ? Take this opportunity as rebirth, rejuvenating. As I was saying last time, that when it came down to the originality of Halloween, Halloween was to burn the old and get ready for the new. Take this time to think of that. Halloween is going to be your door to close one door and open another. Prepare yourself mentally for the holidays as they are coming, so we can all tackle these mental breaks that we're going to be having, that we're going to all go through. And how can we do it different this year than we did last year? Because remember, guys, I started off with my podcast talking about seasonal depression. And I felt like this would be the best time to start the preparation, to get us ready to talk about it. Let's hear. We're gonna breathe. We're gonna meditate. We're not gonna take all the crap and go into the holidays with the expectation that we have to sell our souls to make sure everybody else is happy. We're going to take this time to realize that it's about making ourselves happy in order to make other people happy within limitations. I want you guys to all remember that I'm here for you. The whole reason for this podcast is to detox, to heal, to realize that it is okay to not be okay. That self-love is the best love, and self-care is always going to be the best care. So as we are starting to migrate into Halloween and into the November, December months, get yourselves prepared. Take these next couple weeks to mentally prepare yourself. It's going to be a long roll. Because just because we social distancing and COVID is a thing, we have to prepare ourselves that things are never going to be the same. And we can't allow it to eat ourselves up. There's a lot of things out in the world that's killing us, so don't let stress be one of them. Exhale when you feel overwhelmed, so you could take the weight off your shoulders. Look up the Serenity Prayer if you have to. Ask whatever God or deity that you talk to give you strength to deal with the things that you can deal with, and to let go of the things that you can't. Stay in control of you. Don't let everybody get power over you. Don't let these jobs get power over you. Don't let your kids run you over. Let them know that, hey, look, I'm trying my best. Just remember, you are trying your best and I'm proud of you. You are still here. You're still breathing. I'm happy. And I mean this from the deepest part of my heart. You are trying, and that's all that matters. I want to see everybody succeed. You, me, everybody in between. As long as you are doing what's right for you and your community and your sanity and your soul. Let's all get prepared together. How are you guys preparing? Send me an email. Let me know. And that's going to be at reikublackheart.bookings@gmail.com, or even my social tag at Twitter, which will be at @B_REIKO. Tell me what you're planning on doing to prepare yourself for the seasonal depression. How are you protecting your energy? Do you need help finding ways to protect your energy? Talk to me. That's what we're here for. This is a community. This is why I'm going to school, so I can be able to help people seek guidance, therapy, become that strong friend while still getting the help that they need. This is a very short one today. Thank you guys for tuning in. From your friendly neighborhood witch. With love, care, blessings. Be safe. Protect your energy. Practice social distance. Stay hydrated. Practice good hygiene. Make sure you eat. And if you ever need me, remember to follow me on my socials, and I could be able to help you. Laugh every single day. Every day is a new beginning. Enjoy Halloween. Stay safe.